Welcome to Novel Agents and Emerging Strategies in the Management of Gynecologic Cancers, a special audio program that was developed from a satellite CME symposium held at the Society of Gynecologic Oncology's 2019 annual meeting in Honolulu, Hawaii. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. For this program, the faculty presented cases from their practices that served as a framework for the discussion of novel agents and strategies in the treatment of patients with gynecologic cancers. The faculty for our program included Drs. Michael Bierer, Matthew Powell, David O'Malley, and Shannon Weston. The first module focused on the biologic rationale for and efficacy of immune checkpoint inhibitors in gynecologic cancers, and to begin, we talked about the role of MSI testing. About 35% of the audience believed that MSI testing should be routinely performed in all patients with metastatic ovarian, endometrial, and cervical cancers, but about 40% felt it should only be done in patients with endometrial cancer. I asked Dr. Powell for his thoughts about the utility of using MSI testing in clinical practice.
Well, I think that's room for some education here. I would now say the answer should be all of the above would have approvals and grounds for treatment decisions to be made based on MSI testing. So I would vote for all the above.
You know, one of the things we're seeing in oncology is the identification of smaller and smaller subsets. You think about lung cancer, you know, ALK's got three different generations of agents and it's 2% of lung cancer. So more and more we're looking for specific alterations that are going to change treatment. We're going to talk about checkpoint inhibitors in these patients. We were curious, we asked the audience, what fraction of patients, obviously endometrial is the one where MSI you really think a little bit about. Shannon, what would you say globally is the incidence of MSI high tumors with endometrial across the board in general?
Well, you have to go by histology. So endometrioid type is going to have about a 15 to 20% MSI high rate, whereas the non-endometrioid types like serous and clear cell are going to be much, much lower, less than 1%.